This is the AngloGold Ashanti Annual Report podcast series. Terry Hayman is Director of Responsible Gold at the World Gold Council. Let's talk about sustainability with Terry. Terry, in your view, what is driving the increased focus on responsible gold? And which groups are raising the profile of the issue? And what are their reasons for doing so?
Well, I think there are really two key sort of high-level issues here. One is around transparency. The other is around conflict and conflict-affected areas. On transparency, just wherever you look, there's increased focus on transparency and on companies having responsible supply chains. There's been a lot of attention recently in other industries. You look at consumer electronics, some of the challenges that they've had with manufacturing facilities and the reaction that's come about because of that into providing more insight into their supply chain and their operations within that than ever before. Now, the extractors industry is always going to be an area of particular focus, given the nature of the work, given that it can play such an important and leading role in the economy in so many countries. And then, of course, gold, because of its value, beauty, and cultural significance, will attract global attention. Secondly, looking at just this area around conflict and armed conflict and associated severe human rights abuses, that's an area that the international community has quite rightly been paying increased attention to. And one of the concerns, not by any means the only concern, has been this issue around the potential for natural resources and particular mineral natural resources to play a role in fueling that conflict. So what I think we've seen is, as a result of those high-level trends, increasing focus on the role that gold, making sure that gold doesn't play a role in fueling armed conflicts and other minerals. And because of that, you've started to see some action by legislative groups, in particular the United States government through Section 1502 of the Dodd-Frank Act, also the OECD through their work on responsible guidance for sourcing from conflict-affected and high-risk areas, that's really putting pressure on industry to make sure that they are transparent and not fueling conflict.
Okay, let's talk about the impact now. What sort of impact might responsible gold campaigns have on the gold industry? How should the industry respond?
Well, I think in terms of responding, I think it's important to note that a lot of work is already underway in these areas. A lot of the formal gold sector is very responsible. This is an industry that has long understood the impact it has on the environment and the communities in which it operates. And if it's done right, this can be very positive, creating jobs, wealth, and skills. What I think is important is that transparency, and for, in particular, the formal gold sector and the gold mining sector, needing to demonstrate to a range of stakeholders they are doing what they say they're doing, acting responsibly and not fueling conflict. So I think that's really the key area in terms of the industry responding. What impact is this having on the industry? I think it's bringing increased focus on transparency. I think it's bringing increased understanding of the complexity of the gold supply chain. And it's leading to various participants getting a more informed awareness of where their metal comes from, the benefits that it can bring, and also the challenges of having fully identifiable gold supply chains from mine to finger.
I would say there's probably quite a bit to be learnt by the gold industry from the diamond industry. What lessons have been learnt, if any, from the conflict diamond debate? Are there lessons for gold?
I think so. And clearly, this debate has been going on for a longer while in diamonds than it has in gold. So clearly, there are things that we look to. And despite some of the recent challenges around diamonds around the Kimberley process, I think there is a lot to learn. I think the most important lesson, actually, is an understanding that these issues are complicated and that they need collective approaches to addressing them. There needs to be engagement between companies, governments, communities, and the organizations that represent those communities to find common approaches and common solutions. And that commitment to working together to identify these challenges and figuring out ways of resolving them is really important, and we've seen that through the diamond process, and I think it's important for the gold industry to take that on board as well.
Cynics might say that the standards that are being developed will be effective, but they'll just add cost. Is that a very cynical view?
I think it's a somewhat cynical view. I think, as with all business practices, there is a cost of operating, and this is a part of operating responsibly. I think that the costs incurred are actually good costs in terms of demonstrating that gold mining is responsible. In terms of working with and engaging local communities, these are important areas where companies spend a lot of money and time and energy, and this is a further extension of that. I also think that it brings a lot of confidence to customers and investors who use that to make their determinations of who they're going to operate with and who they're going to trade with. So will there be increased costs? Yes, but I think those costs are a cost of doing business responsibly, and I think companies will increasingly get recognized for the positives that they bring, and this is part of that process.
Terry, thanks so much for that insight. That's Terry Hayman, Director of Responsible Gold at the World Gold Council.